Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. My friends, if you are not aware, I have a coaching membership app. Oh my God. It's probably one of the most exciting things I've ever created because I really had a vision of democratizing my work, getting my meditations and my workshops and my coaching lessons all inside the comfort of your pocket. It's like having me on speed dial. It's the coolest thing. And so if you've loved this work and you're enjoying this podcast and you want to get more Gabby, definitely try this out. Try out 7 days free of the Gabby Coaching Membership. Inside, you will get all the access to my weekly coaching, over 200 of my best meditations and manifesting practices, all access to my quarterly challenges, journal prompts, on-demand access to my best motivational talks. There's a Get Gabby section, so it can just be like this little button you press and you get a two-minute exercise when you're feeling anxious or you can't sleep or you need a miracle. I'm just there for you on demand whenever you need support. I want to give you right now 7 days free, and the 7-day free trial is like a jump start. It's going to kick you into high gear, offer you the opportunity to get a great sense of the support inside this app and the membership, the coaching you get every week, the access you get to me at all times inside your beautiful phone. I'm here. I'm ready. I'm excited to be with you wherever you go. And you can just head over to deargabby.com/app to try this for free. Let me be your spiritual coach. All inside the Gabby Coaching Membership app. Try 7 days of the app for free at deargabby.com/app. It's like a jumpstart, the 7-day jumpstart inside the Gabby Coaching app. Gabby. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the show. I am very clear that there are a lot of you tuning in right now because whenever I post about mediums or spiritual connection, spirit guides, you guys are like, I want more, I want more, I want more. And so I'm going to bring you more. I am bringing you more. Today is no exception. And in fact, it's a bit of an embarrassment of riches, to be honest, because I don't have just one guest. I have a whole round table made up of some of the most prominent psychic mediums around. These folks are major. You've heard some of them on the podcast before. We've got Rebecca Rosen, Marianne DeMarco, a Dear Gabby fave, Melanie Milland Dantzler, John Holland, and Lauren Rainbow. And these are my soul brothers and sisters. I love these people so much. They're remarkable people. And what I've gone through in this episode is the most asked questions. So what's the difference between a psychic and a medium? Huge question that we go through. How do I connect to my spirit guides? Big one that we address. And yes, of course, I ask about angels. They always want to talk about angels. And we have this really beautiful discussion about how we're all born with the ability to connect to spirit and how it's our moment to ask and receive. I really recommend that you just get comfortable, sit back, listen to this episode. And if you want to take it further, I'm giving you a free spirit guides meditation. And I want you to head over to deargabby.com/spirit guides. And this meditation is going to help you deepen what you're learning here. So listen to the lessons in this episode, take it all in, and then go practice it for yourself with the free spirit guides meditation, deargabby.com/spirit guides. Enjoy the show.
Just to start this once again, to really allow my audience to understand the difference between psychic and medium. And John, I feel like you did such a nice job describing that. Okay, so John, what is the difference between a psychic and a medium? I just want to go.
Let me tell you, Gabby.
Oh,
let me tell you something. Some people get confused. They think every medium is psychic and every psychic is a medium. It's not the case. That's not the case. A psychic is someone. And first of all, they're both good. I mean, we need psychics to give us guidance in our life and our careers, things that may be coming up, maybe some hurdles to go over or move through. But and a medium is somebody totally different. So every medium is a psychic. Not every psychic is a medium. What I mean by that is a medium uses their psychic faculties. If we get someone from the other side, or when we do, whether you're clairsentient, clairvoyant, clairaudient, they're using the psychic ability or, you know, the clairs that we have, clairsentient, clairvoyant, clairaudience. So you have to be psychic if you're a medium. Not every psychic is a medium, though. So what do I mean by that? A psychic is someone who is getting information from you. Gabby, if you're sitting in front of me, I'm looking at your aura. I'm looking at, you know, everything about you. Your aura holds everything that you are, where you're at, where have you been, and your potential future, because I don't believe the future is set in stone. So I'm getting it from you, okay? But when I'm connecting to the other side, I'm no longer with you, although I need that connection from you, that love is the bridge. I'm getting information directly from the other side. So psychics perceive, mediums receive. So when I'm with someone, it's part of psychic work, but I'm not getting the information from you. So psychics perceive, mediums receive.
Psychics perceive, mediums receive.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I, Gabby Bernstein, do not identify as a psychic. I identify as a medium. Once in a while, I'll start receiving things from people on my show. And then people will come on now and they're like, so what is my grandmother saying? And I'm like, I don't know. That's not my thing.
Yeah.
It's really helpful. I can now say, listen, I receive. I don't perceive.
Right. But first, I want to make sure everyone who's listening, okay, all your peeps and, you know, people is... Everyone is psychic. It's so funny when you say the word intuitive, even a businessman, well, my gut says this, right, Lauren, my intuition says it. But the minute you put the word psychic to it, people are like, woo woo. No, psychic just means of the soul, right? So, first of all, everyone, you are born this way. Then you start school at like 4, 5, 6, whatever. And that's the right side of the brain. Then we start school, the left part of the brain comes in, spelling, teachers, listening. And we have a habit of life pushes the intuitive side away from, you know, as kids, then you start going into the logical. It takes you a while to get back to realizing you are born this way. If you have a soul, and you do, if you're listening, you have that ability of intuition, of psychic ability. So first, people just need to acknowledge, I am intuitive or I am psychic. I don't know if anyone else wants to add to that, right? If you have kids or, you know.
Well, I want Rebecca to add to that, actually, because she has a daughter that's a little bit older than Oliver,
right,
and many other children as well. But she's like the Brady Bunch over there. But Rebecca, so here's the thing. I want to have somebody, and I'll bring this to Lauren after you, so Lauren can break down clairsentient, clairaudient, right? So clairvoyant, and then the difference. Because I'm going to bring that to you, because I want to follow up there. But for Rebecca, you know, Oliver sees his friends, and we talk about his friends. Like, we have so many friends. I mean, like, he can see everything. Marianne knows all this. So he'll be in his bed at night, and he'll be, the second the lights go out, he's like, boom, 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 you know, just talking to his friends. Can you just speak a little bit to what that means as a
You mean spirit friends, right, Gabby?
That's right.
Okay.
I love that we're talking about this. So growing up, I had imaginary friends and I talked to them outside when I was playing. My parents thought I was crazy. And now I see my daughter doing it. She gets this high, squeaky voice when she starts going into dialogue with her spirit friends. And I have a fun story. So a few months ago, she was in her playroom talking in her high voice with her spirit friends. And I heard her having this conversation. And in my head, I said, who is there? And I heard, this is her guide, Lulu. Okay. So I didn't say anything. A day later, we go for a walk. Ironically, we're walking through a cemetery. And out of the blue, she said, Mom, my friend's name is Lulu.
Yeah.
Right. And so I'm like, okay, got it. So kids are naturally open until we talk them out of their truth and that knowing, right? Like John said, we're all born with the gift of intuition to some degree. And our job, I feel like, as parents is to nurture these children. There's so many advanced little souls coming in that are here to remind us of that eternal connection. And, you know, you outgrow it. Unfortunately, we start to go into doubt. And doubt, for me, that's what happened. When I was a kid, my parents said I was crazy. I went into doubt. I shut down my psychic gifts for a good 15 years until they were forced open again when I was 20 years old. And so it's really a muscle. You just have to have the intention to work it, make it stronger, but also the ability to suspend your own doubt and disbelief long enough to make room to let in that connection.
Now, Rebecca Rosen, what would you be one thing that you would recommend to parents to help them encourage and develop their child's, not even develop because they already have it. They have it more than
right.
Or not you guys, but me. But to really just encourage it and to keep it open longer.
Well, I really think it comes down to normalizing the paranormal, making it a comfortable, natural conversation, engage them, get curious, ask questions. And then the other thing, like John said, I'm huge on right brain activities. That is the center of intuition. And if you can get them to be creative, play make-believe, color, music, anything that's right brain that will strengthen that, it's going to naturally complement their own intuitive ability.
And I want to just also add that, you know, you kind of found my Lulu one time because my guide is Lily. And I knew that guide for myself many years ago. And I was speaking through her to my husband at times. And then the first reading you ever gave me, you said, who is Lily? And so I just want to say that story. And then every single time you've ever given me a reading, Lily's always there. And you forget that you talk to Lily and then she's there. So the whole point I want to make is that wherever you are in your own psychic journey, if you hear a name, just like Lulu or Lily, trust that name. I see Lauren is saying, yes, yes, yes. So Lauren, I'm going to let you take the lead with this conversation, like going the Brady Bunch down the way. Talk to, one, how we hear, the ways that we receive. But you can just jump right into first, when we hear a name or when we hear something that we trust intuitively, how can we really know that it's real, right? So speak to both.
Yeah, and I think that even comes up when we talk about guides, especially because everybody wants a name to their guide. And when I teach guides, I often say the name is just a label. You know, you can call them Bob, Lulu, Lily, whatever comes up for you. That's what your intuition, that's why when you say, when the name comes up, trust it. It's just what you need to identify with that guide. I don't think for them that it really matters if they're Bob or Lulu. It's just the way that we identify. And as humans, we need to label things.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I believe so wholeheartedly that we all have to do our best to take care of ourselves, because if we don't, we can't possibly take care of people in our life. We can't show up for the world. We can't bring the energy that we want to bring. So when I was introduced to this amazing brand called Vimergy, I just knew that I had to share this with you all. Vimergy is not about supplements. It's about wellness essentials. It's about embracing vitality and making conscious choices for your well-being. And that, my friends, is saying it all. Who wouldn't want that for themselves? They have this wide variety of products, such as Vimergy's spirulina, and it's a holistic energy infusion. And I know we all hear a lot about superfoods, but this one goes way beyond what you've heard. With over 50% plant protein in each serving, it supports energy levels all throughout the day. And spirulina is really great for supporting a healthy immune system and cardiovascular system. Vimergy takes such incredible steps to ensure that their products are filled with purity and potency, and that's really essential for your daily routine. And they're super committed to quality. All their products are USDA organic, gluten-free, non-GMO, kosher, vegan, paleo-friendly, no fillers. People, they've got only goodness. And I also love their milk thistle, which is really, really good to keep up your health and supports your liver. And I just could go on and on about this product. So if you're ready to elevate your well-being, head over to Vimergy.com. That's Vimergy.com. Use code Gabby for an exclusive discount and make these Vimergy products your daily companions for wellness. If you guys are loving this conversation, you are going to definitely want to go to download the free Spirit Guides meditation. Go to DearGabby.com/Spirit Guides. It's going to rock your world, because you can take everything you're learning here and then go act on it by listening to that meditation, practicing it for the next week. Connect to your spirit guides, feel that connection, take these practices and bring them into your life. Head over to DearGabby.com/Spirit Guides to get your free Spirit Guides meditation today.
The way that we work with, and I'll try to keep it as simple when we talk about our clairs and receiving, the first thing is, so when we say clairsentient, we're trying to say clear knowing, clear inner sense, inner knowing. So when we have that feeling inside where you don't know why you need to go left instead of right, but you do, and you may avoid traffic or something, that's your knowing saying, don't go this way. This is the best way for you right now. Clairaudience, which tends to be my stronger one, is a sense of hearing, inner hearing. It can also be outside, exterior hearing as well for some. So you may hear a whisper of a name or a thought process that happens, or internally for me, sounds and image and words formulate in my mind in an audience way. The interesting thing is, Rebecca's talking about right brain, and John too with children, is you already know your gifts, strength by what you're developed. So as a young child, I was a musician. I was very driven to music, performance, dance, and art. So it does not surprise me that clairaudient was a stronger clair. So if you're an artist, for example, if you're one who likes to paint and use color, like I know John does, you may have a strong sense of clairvoyance, which probably is the most common clair. I think people hear the word clairvoyant and they think, wow, there's something. But clairvoyance is clear vision. So for any one of us here who can see color or auras or energy around somebody with your eyes open, For some, it can appear as, say, glitter. Sometimes I see glitter in the peripheral. I don't know if anybody else has a little sparkly moments. And or you can see visually outside shadow figure, things of that nature. We can also have that inner vision. So where I struggle as an artist, I see color in my brain, but I'm not good at seeing a lot of imagery. So clairvoyant, I would say, is a clair I'm working to develop more intent in my own development here. But if you have an artist or a child who's probably very artistic and very creative, they may have a strong inner vision. So a lot of our dominant right brain energy can often be displaying our energy in terms of how our clairs work. So some who just have, again, that knowing may lead well or have a sense of music and art in their life.
Okay, so just to reiterate one thing. So the clair, I'm definitely clairsentient.
Everybody is. I think that's a dominance in everybody. That's the natural navigation.
The knowing, right. Okay.
Yeah.
So with clairvoyance, you're suggesting that sometimes, so sometimes you can visually see it and sometimes you'll internally see it. And that's the same clairvoyance. Okay.
Yeah.
What you did say, which I want to really let people know about, because it can happen to people and they don't know what it is, but these light episodes is, of course, Miracles refers to. Where throughout my life, and particularly when I'm with certain people like you guys, I'll see little sparks of light, right? Or I'll even see like a tinsel in the sky. Or, so it's something, and I wrote about this in Super Attractor. So it's something for people to be conscious of. And then just as can you give one example of like how you might visually see something as an inner vision?
Yeah. So for me as a medium, and I'm sure for others here in this call, when we're working with spirit, for example, I may not visually see them, Gabby, standing around you, but in my inner mind, I can start to formulate images of maybe what they look like and how they might have their hairstyle. For me personally, it doesn't look like I'm looking at everyone here. I wish it looked that clear. It tends to be very shadowy and almost black and white. And I have to use my inner knowing and my inner clairvoyance to kind of decipher that information. But it can look for some, like I know some people see cartoon imagery or movies in their mind happening. You may see a cartoon image pop up and that will become a symbol for a way of bringing evidence of the spirit forward.
Thank you. Every single talk I've ever had, Rebecca, somebody says to me, what's the difference between my ego and my intuition? And I really would love to hear your response to that.
Absolutely. So, you know, we all have an ego, and as long as it's not running us, there's a healthy aspect to that, to be discerning, right? And to make sound good choices. When we're doing this work, we want to be a pure channel. We want to get into our higher self so that we get neutral, so that we're not projecting our ego's thoughts, opinions, and judgments onto the information coming through us. So I think the biggest thing for me at the beginning, when I was in my early 20s, very much doubting this gift, even though it was working and coming through, was how do I know the difference between my ego versus my higher self, a mind thought versus a divine thought? And it got real clear one day when I realized a mind thought is usually a story you tell yourself. It's a trailed thought. You think one thing, it leads you to another. You start creating a story and go down this rabbit hole, and then you get to this information versus a divine thought, which comes to you out of the blue. It's almost that claircognizance. It's something you can't rationalize it on a mind level, but you just feel it, sense it, or know it. So that's when you know it's coming from your higher self. And I think, again, the biggest key is when you're doing this, because again, we can all do this to different degrees. I always say nobody has a stronger, closer connection to your own intuition and your dead people and guides and angels than you do, but you have to trust it. And so the trust comes from your feelings. So the thing I always work with clients on is get out of your head, get into your heart. Okay. And when you get into your heart, you start to feel, and that's where your truth lies.
Okay, so let's hear a little bit from Lauren Rainbow.
Perfect. From heart. Lauren, do you notice? From heart, she just happened to go to you. Not a coincidence, because she is known as the heart-centered medium.
Okay. Heart-centered medium. Here we go. And remember, that was super helpful. I actually just want to reiterate one thing you said, so everybody can take that home, is that, and correct me, it's when you're having a thought that's trailing and it's sort of got a storyline, that's the ego, that's your thinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hit Right? Often people, psychics will say, I got a hit, right? Or it's like a download, or a moment of knowing that. And now, exactly the same, even if, let's say you sit down to meditate and your intention is to receive a message, how do you know the difference between what you're hearing after that meditation or in that meditation?
So I don't know about you guys, but every day, every moment, I have a party going on in my head. I have my to-do list. I have dead people. I have my logical mind thoughts. And so when I sit down to meditate, I just want people to know that it's all there. And so it would be nice if I could get complete stillness. And sometimes I can, but I've learned to recognize the difference, and I ignore all the ego mind stuff. And I just tune into the what feels divine. And so the intention is everything. You know, it starts with intention, followed by the invitation. And that invitation, I just want to go back to the boundaries and managing your energy. That is so key, because when we do this work, we're empaths, we're sensitive, and you want to be. You want to let your guard down, be vulnerable so that you can be compassionate and connect on that level. But you really do have a say in who and what you let in, both in this world and in the spirit world. So I think just reminding ourselves that we have the power to manage that energy. And the last thing I'll say, I work with an energy healer every week to help me clear my energy. And she's training me on how to do this better. And she says, Rebecca, you give your power away. You have to call your energy back at the end of every day. Call your energy back from your clients, from the dead people, because you end up fragmented, and then you end up foggy, and then you end up disconnected, which is obviously not what we want.
Yeah, a simple prayer that I would use, and you guys could share yours too, is just thank you for removing from me anything that I do not, that is not of my highest good, right? Removing anything that is not mine, and then receive and retrieving for me anything that I've lost. Does that sound reasonable? Like a command almost? Like,
yes.
And clear that.
I know you're going to go to Lauren, the heart-centered media, but first of all, Rebecca, mind thought versus divine thought, great blog. Great newsletter heading, okay?
I've done it a few times, yeah.
Yep. Okay, and I say this too, I teach this a lot. Next time you have something, is this me or what? Is this coming to me or from me?
Right.
Just by saying that, you're like, oh yeah, this is my shit. You know what I mean? Or, yes. Or stuff. Okay, so.
Write that down.
Yeah, is this coming to me or from me? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Miss Beautiful Lauren.
Well, in terms of, and it's just, I think we all get this question all the time, to just go with what even Rebecca was saying and simplifying as well. You know, ego versus intuition. This is, I think, one of the common questions we must all be getting from everybody every time I teach. How do you know the difference?
Yeah.
And another way to just simplify it is the ego is all about me. When I'm in the ego, all I can think about is my world, my life, and how I'm fitting into it. And when you bring your energy down into your heart, when you bring your mind into your heart, you open up into the we. So we can now begin to merge with everything around us and get in sync with everything around us. Because also when you're living by the ego, which we need to have that balance, we don't want one to overrule the other. We need them both. They have to be there to check and balance everything. But if you're living too headstrong, you tend to kind of go fast and furious forward and sometimes get into what I call bulldozer mode.
Right.
You start plowing through everything. When you settle into the heart and you get into the we, you can now move your energy into the world and it starts to become synchronistic.
Right.
So also when you're living heart-centered, you start to see the spiritual synchronicities. You're like, oh, I'm thinking of Gabby, and you call, you know, like
right.
That's because you're now living here and not just all here. You're finding that balance.
How can someone discover who their angels are?
The way I discover, I can only talk from how I've discovered my own angels, and that is through meditation. And I've asked angels to come to me. First of all, learn about your angels, learn about the archangels and who they are. And then I go with who resonates with me the most for the time being. So if I'm feeling like I need some protection, I know Archangel Michael has my back. If I want to give healing to somebody, I bring in Raphael and I'm going with that. As far as seeing the numbers and the angel numbers, please go with the message that you receive at that time. Listen to your inner knowing and your inner voice for the guidance that spirit is trying to show you. They're trying to give you a message. Stay within your oneness, be still for a moment, and then allow yourself to receive the message and do not question it, because they are there for you. So the questioning and the doubt will mess you up. Don't do that.
Want to grip on seeing numbers and synchronicities and things like this?
Seeing numbers, again, I love the interpretation of what you need at that time. Sometimes it's the date of a loved one. Sometimes it's your favorite number. Maybe it's the anniversary of a passing or their birthday. It's always a wink from spirit as far as I'm concerned. But again, work with your own interpretation of what it means to you at that time and don't question the message or the guidance that's needed.
Love it, love it, love it, love it. Okay. Now, let's close this party. Last time we did a prayer, right? This time I feel like maybe we can do just like, we can each have a one-liner, but some kind of meditation to open up to a connection. Does everybody feel comfortable creating a space to hold the space to open up a connection to their own guides? Does that sound reasonable?
Sure.
Great. Okay. Who would like to start?
Belle.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
Absolutely.
That's always good for volunteering people.
My radio show days.
She knew you were going to say that. It's like she's psychic or something. She just knew it. Go, Mel.
Go last. I know this. Or okay. To build a connection and to open up. So I would say that one is that just to breathe and to breathe into your heart and to breathe into your mind and just to open up and just to allow whatever messages want to come through. And when you're seeing anything outside, when you're seeing people walking, when you're seeing a car pass, whether it's a number or whether it's a symbol or if it's a butterfly, just be open to everything that they're going to be giving you because they're really trying to communicate. And just ask them and thank them because they're ready. They're ready to assist you. They're ready to be there with you.
And I'll just set the stage for each of you just to create the boundary. Everyone can just breathe into the boundary and let the boundary be set. That we're only calling on the guidance of the highest truth and compassion. That we are opening up to our capacity to receive messages from guides and loved ones who are here to support us, who are here to love us, guide us towards the highest good for all. And John, you can take it away.
Yeah, just ask everyone just to take a breath, breathe in light and keep yourself grounded. And as you go through the day, follow your instincts that your guides and your soul are trying to give you. If you are drawn to a certain person that you don't know, see what is there. Maybe they need some compassion or some light themselves or some wisdom. And just don't prompt, don't throw it aside, just honor where you're being guided. And it may be, you may be guided to unexpected places or unfamiliar places. Just trust and know that that's where you're supposed to be at that exact time.
So I like to start my day, and I would encourage everyone listening to get spiritually dressed right when they wake up, putting a grounding cord into the earth, and hooking yourself up to source, supreme being, universe, whatever you want to call it, and then asking with the intention to raise your frequency to match that of your higher self, the angelic realm of source energy, to imagine your crown chakra spinning at the frequency of gold, a gold color that is matching you with that all-knowing, with that truth. And then pulling that golden white light down into your heart and remembering to move through your day operating from your heart, from your feelings, and trusting the vibes that you're receiving.
I always like to remind and take a moment every day to recognize the power of my breath. So I like to begin my day with breathing love, simple, just breathe love into the heart space. And just let the energy of love connect and open to your heart. And I like to get in tune with that inner light, that inner consciousness, and recognize and honor with gratitude and love the connection my heart has to the oneness, to the divine, to the earth, and to each other. And so that as I breathe that love into my heart and I exhale that love out, I exhale that love into the oneness. And just love to keep a beautiful connection of flow and love and recognize and celebrate in gratitude that beautiful energy that we have for us all.
Mary, and you want to bring us home?
As you bring in this light into your life every single day, know that you are part of that light, that you are worthy of that light, and give yourself permission to receive the divine energy that you have been born to receive, that you know within your soul exists. Share that, give that, and most of all, trust it for yourself. Know that it is part of you, your soul, your body, your mind. It encompasses everything, and you are allowed to receive it and give it freely.
Amen, people.
Amen.
I hope you loved this episode as much as I did. I loved creating it. It was so much fun for me. And these people are my brothers and sisters. We just get together and just riff and channel and connect. Imagine a bunch of mediums in a room channeling. Oh my God, it's so fun. And I want to remind you that you have your own psychic abilities. You can connect to your spirit guides right here, right now. Head over to that free spirit guides meditation at deargabby.com/spirit guides. Enjoy the practice. Enjoy these methods. Enjoy this beautiful message that came through today. And go connect to your spirit guides. That's deargabby.com/spirit guides. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.